It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Ray Whitehead. Ray, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that.
You know, we were just talking a little bit off the air about, I was going to ask you about culture shock coming from Southern California or from California to here in Illinois, and you said that at some point everything that went on last year with the tornadoes nearby and that happened last November in Washington, and we had the flooding last year, we had this horrible winter this past year, and your wife kind of maybe had some second thoughts. Is there anything else? And you mentioned, yeah, they do have earthquakes. They do have this fault line down in the Missouri area. That So a little bit of everything here.
Yeah, at one point she was excited about the idea of leaving California and earthquakes behind after the floods and the winters, only to find out you do have the largest fault in North America.
Yeah, well, fortunately that one, I mean, nothing's happened yet, but hopefully we're far enough away that it won't be horrible when that big one does it. Well, number one, welcome to Galesburg. We appreciate, and I know the people of Galesburg appreciate that you've come here. Now, first off, you start off in California. Has your entire operation moved here to Galesburg?
Or? Yes, we've now moved our entire facility here. Almost all the equipment's here, still being installed. We're up and running. We're a CNC manufacturing company, specializing in CNC machine parts and assemblies. And we're here in town looking for employees. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're looking for qualified CNC machinists, lathe programmers, mill programmers, horizontal people, quality control folks with backgrounds in coordinate measuring machines. And as soon as we can get this core basis under us, we brought some of our own people from California, of course, to start production. But as soon as we can get that, we've agreed to create an apprenticeship program and partner with Carl Sandburg College, and discussions are ongoing with Lori Sandburg and Lori White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned some of your own people have come. I suppose there were probably some that were comfortable in California that didn't want to make the trip to Illinois, but you've got at least enough to kind of get things rolling here, huh?
You know, that's true. Honestly, the idea of moving folks from one side of the United States to another, there's a different culture, you know, whether you're moving from the West to the East or vice versa. But the secret to me of Galesburg has been the willingness of the people to be helpful and to be friendly and to be very warm and outgoing. And it's just amazing the lengths they'll go to help you in this area. I say it's the best kept secret in the Midwest. I guess the analogy I use is I truly believe if you slid off the road here in the wintertime, someone's going to stop and help you. If you slide off the freeway where we're from, probably AAA is your only call.
Ray Whitehead is the Director of Operations for Pegasus Manufacturing. You mentioned, I was thinking about this in looking at your website, some of the pictures, the machinery that you use, everything's computerized. So, you know, it's not like somebody can, you know, a day when we had a lot of factories around here and you could just walk out of high school, graduate from high school, walk in and get a job the next day. This is some relatively technical stuff. And that's what I was going to ask you as far as education. Obviously, there might be people that work within that particular industry that are maybe working in Peoria or the Quad Cities that drive back and forth and maybe don't want to make that drive anymore that might be qualified. But that was going to be my question was education-wise, what kind of classes or what would you do to become qualified for that? But it's a really nice that you've talked with Lori Sundberg and Carl Sandburg College that you're going to put together this training program.
Well, I mean, certainly you focus on some, you know, math, basic geometry and algebra, these kinds of things, high school education.
So somebody will use algebra again.
I'm trying to convince my 14-year-old it actually is important.
Okay.
beyond that, you know, just a good work ethic. That's really the most important thing. If you've got somebody with that want-to factor, it wants to build a company, wants to go to work, and is enthusiastic, then we're willing to bend over backwards and work with those kind of people. I guess the environment to me is probably just as important as the technical aspect of it. You know, there's not a rule in the United States that says you have to be miserable every day when you go to work. And so we try to create almost a family-like environment, but yet, you know, a very serious manufacturing organization at the same time. You know, when you're dealing with companies like Heat and Control locally, Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, we still build lots of components for Apple Computer here. We build an entire aftermarket line of Harley-Davidson parts and so on. But a lot of these systems are, you know, going into various things that are very important. In some case, in the case of a brake system for a motorcycle, it's what we call a life safety part. So it becomes a serious type of business, but one that I think can operate, offer an alternative to some of the young people. If they don't want to go to a four-year school, today manufacturing seems to, you know, ebbing back towards you know, bringing it home. You do a good job in the United States of America building equipment like we used to. And it's an alternative to some of the young folks to a four-year school. You know, these people can make $30,000 to $80,000 a year depending on what you're doing and what your skills are. And they can feed their families and they can have a good life doing it.
That's pretty good living around here. That's the one another nice thing, that the cost of living is so low around here.
Well, I guess I'd have to say, being I was raised in Texas originally on a cattle ranch. I spent 10 years active duty in the Air Force, but recently from California. The one comment I could make is the work is inside all year long. A little warm in the summertime, but I've learned that the heat and humidity is good for the corn. So that's just my answer to that.
There you go. Ray, what predicated the thoughts, the progress of moving from California here? Was it mostly the proximity to heat and control in Burlington Northern, or were there a lot of other factors that came in?
Well, like any business, I'd like to say it was a simple formula, but it was complex. Originally, it was the fact that we did a lot of business locally with heat and control, and we were shipping parts from California. That was a key aspect of that. The thought of increasing our business base with heat and control was part of it. We'd worked for years with their corporate headquarters in Hayward, California, and their engineering people in Dallas. But as we came here and met the various people in the city, they began to open the doors and aid us in trying to expand our business base. Most of our existing customers in California were very excited about this because we were shipping from the West Coast to the Midwest anyway. So the thought of reducing freight was there. Honestly, the overhead here is lower than it is, and we're from the Bay Area in California. And so a combination of reduced overhead, great opportunity with the city and the local people, coupled with increasing the business base, is pretty much what got the wheels turning. What closed the deal for me personally, there's always one of these stories. What closed that deal for me today was one day as I was standing in Farm King waiting to go to a meeting. I was looking at a camouflage jacket. I've learned camouflage is important here in Galesburg. And a gentleman came up to me and said, you know, I've got a jacket like that, and I really like it. And I thought he was probably a salesman. I'm trained to look for name tags. He didn't have one on. But he said to me, he said, look, you know, I'm a farmer out here such and such. If you ever move here, here's my card. Come out and, you know, welcome to fish in the pond and, you know, hunt birds or do whatever. And it just really was heartfelt, and that, you know, that essence in America is still there. And what my grandfathers and all of our fathers and grandfathers did, that work ethic that created this country as a manufacturing industry, can still be capitalized on. With today's technology and CAD and CAM and all this talk about technical stuff, the American work ethic is still there, and they're looking for an opportunity to succeed. And we're hoping to be part of that, but we do need to hire a number of people, and we are looking for them. Mm-hmm.
Talking with Ray Whitehead, he's the director of operations at Pegasus Manufacturing. You know, there had to have been a lot of considerations. Like you said, it wasn't a simple formula to come here because you were in a state that was not necessarily the business climate was not necessarily friendly. On the other hand, you came to a state where the business climate has not necessarily been very friendly. I mean, that obviously had to have been a consideration when in coming to Illinois. Especially just even if you wanted to be in the Midwest with much better business climates in some of the bordering states.
You know, that's an interesting question. I wouldn't say that there's any place that's not friendly. I will say that some places are less complex to do business in than others. Kind of looking at the two states, there was a comparison
local
between
foundation
California,
makes
Texas, and Illinois. And to be honest, what tipped the scales for us is Illinois does have a pretty good tax base going on, and that's, you know, figures into the cost of doing business. But offsetting that is the overhead cost relative to real estate, and some of these other things are pretty fair and reasonable. So when you combine that with the willingness and the motivation, it's that enthusiasm, that spark that makes the difference. Look, guys, anybody can buy buildings and put equipment in a building. But it really takes a team. It's the people that makes the company successful and makes them become something really magnificent. And we feel that opportunity is here in this area. That's mm-hmm. why we're here.
Mm-hmm. 824 WGIL Morning News. We're talking with Ray Whitehead from our new Pegasus Industries coming to Galesburg. Without getting too technical, kind of give us the crux of what it is that Pegasus does. I mean, without getting too deep into algebra and geometry and machining and all, but kind of give people an overview of what it is that will be going on at Pegasus.
Well, specifically, Pegasus is a contract manufacturing company. And we're in the business of building parts and systems or subsystems for companies like Heat and Control, like Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Be nice to do business with, you know, the John Deere's and Case of the world, Caterpillar and so on. But basically, we will take a project from concept and assist in reducing the cost of engineering and manufacturing. We can then take the engineering drawings and translate those into parts that you can hold in your hand using various kinds of technical processes, whether it's CNC machinery, whether it's grinding, fabrication, lasers, water jet. You know, we don't own those particular assets here in Galesburg, but we do employ them and would be, you know, using other suppliers to partner with us in the area as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I wondered, for instance, say it's a Harley-Davidson or Heat and Control, Apple, whoever it is, do their engineers, or does this vary from time to time, do their engineers come up with the concept of what they need and then you guys put it all together? Or do sometimes they come to you and say, you know, we need something. Can you design it and do all the work with your engineers?
We do both of those scenarios in a turnkey setting. But most often, we're building as a contract manufacturer to a customer who's designed component systems, and we're building to their engineering prints and then trying to give them a quality product and always at a reasonable price is the idea.
Mm-hmm. So it's there. You have to find a way to make this product that they've come up with the idea for and all the specs and everything.
And, you know, you just said a mouthful. That's a key word. Try to make it. At times, it just makes you wonder what the guys that drew it. And I'm an engineer, so I can kind of, you know, kid myself a little bit. But it can be challenging. But challenges is what makes the day interesting. And that's really what we thrive on. We're, you know, partnering with small business is a key, in my mind, to small business. Where we're from out in the West Coast, some of my best friends were competitors. But we helped each other. And that's beginning to take, we're getting some traction here in the local area with that. I was down visiting Dan Benz the other day at Fusion Tech and, you know, very happy to work with Dan and all of his people down there, really great people. Tim Miner up at Getz and some of those folks, as well as the local folks here, the Meminger Plating up in Aledo. All these people are just, you know, reaching out to us and really there to support us. And we're hoping to, you know, create good partners in this area.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain employment level that you're looking to achieve and then sustain, or are you constantly looking for possibilities for growth to become larger all the time?
We're here to grow. In my mind, business is dynamic. It's not static. And most businesses are either, you know, expanding or contracting. And there is no middle ground in today's industry, in my mind. It's very dynamic. You have to be very aggressive. And, of course, price point and cost is always at the heart of many of these decisions, along with quality control and delivery schedules. So we've recently invested, you know, additional funds towards the quality control department. We've just put in, I will say something technical, we just put in a new Zeiss coordinate measuring machine. Allows our customers to receive a complete report of the tolerances and dimensions automatically of what we're building. In fact, today we're traveling over to Iowa to buy a new horizontal CNC machine to expand our capabilities. So yeah, here in Galesburg we have a facility that is adequate, and we have additional buildings and property to expand on, and that's the idea.
Talking with Ray Whitehead from Pegasus Manufacturing, and our news director said, I can't ask this question, but I just have to, because when I first saw it and I saw your logo, I was like, how did you get into the business of manufacturing flying horses? But where did the name come from, though?
Well, of course, Pegasus was the Greek god's horse. Mm-hmm. And I was originally raised on a cattle ranch in Texas and still have horses even here. And I love horses, and that's kind of where it came from. The idea is, you know, the word Pegasus stands for performance and high speed and rapid turnaround, these kinds of things, and that's kind of how it embodied the idea.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you're in engineering. Did you learn most of those skills in your time in the Air Force?
I did. I originally started school back at University of Texas years ago. I think I made it a month before they dropped the college deferment and had a lottery for the draft. My number was number two, the only lottery I've almost won in my whole life.
If you but call was, that winning, right?
Yeah, but I was in the U.S. Air Force for 10 years active duty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ray, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up about Pegasus Manufacturing? How, if somebody's interested in applying, how would they go about that process?
Well, they can go to our website at www.pegasusmfginc.com, or they can call us at 309-342-9337. Those would be probably the most straightforward ways. Also, I think the local work office has applications that they can fill out here in Galesburg.
All right, Ray, we want to thank you so much for taking the time. And I know we, along with the citizens of Galesburg, appreciate that you guys have located here and something that's obviously going to help out our community. And hopefully our workforce here will be able to help you out as well.
Well, you're very kind, and thanks for having us.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.